What is up? We are back with a Monday Buckeye Blitz. Hope you had a good weekend. Let's start the week off right with a daily Buckeye Blitz. I'm your host, Joe Warwick, and today we are talking Buckeye running backs. Yes, the boys that bring the pigskin, right? Or whatever. I don't know where I was going with that. That was stupid. Anyway, we're going to talk Travion, Mayan Williams, and Evan Pryor. We're going to get into snap counts, attempts, yards. We're going to predict touchdowns for the years for each one of them. So let's get into it. Let's start with Travion. Last year in 2021, he had 500 snaps, 500 snaps where he had 183 rushing attempts. So he got almost 1,250 yards on 183 rushes. And then he had 27 receptions for 312 and four touchdowns. So I think that's that the number of snaps is going to continue, but I think the number of rushing attempts goes up. I think he's going to be looking at 200, maybe 200 plus on the rushing attempts. And then from there, his yardage is going to increase dramatically. So I'm looking for him to get at least 1500. I'm looking at, I'll go 1650, 1650 yards for Travion on the season and 200 attempts. And obviously the touchdowns are going to go up. The reason I say that is because at the end of the year last year, he was a little dinged up. He had a little bit of a knee issue, not enough to bench him for a game or anything, but he only had like nine rushes against Michigan State, so and two receptions, so not a lot of production there. So they were kind of, saving him. He kind of hit that freshman wall, for not playing in 2 years, a competitive game. Not surprised. So I think this year though, he's full go all year. They might let him rest in some of these shitty early games, in the first four. They might save him a bit, but get him a solid half to three quarters, of playing time per game. So I'm still going 200 attempts, 1650 on the ground. Touchdowns, I'm going up to 20 touchdowns. Then receiving, he had 27 catches for 312. I'm going up to, let's go 38 receptions and 450 through the air receiving yards. And I'm going to give him six receiving touchdowns. So let's go with that. Yeah, I think that works. And so that gives him a nice heavy year, almost 2,000 total yards. But that's what I see for Travion. Now let's talk about Mayan. Mayan went for only had 71 rushing attempts, but he did have quite a few snaps. He had over 200 snaps. He had a handful of games he didn't play in at all early in the season. I'm not sure what that was related to. I don't recall him being dinged up, but maybe he was. Anyways, so he went for 71 attempts, 500 yards, three touchdowns. Through the air, he just had nine receptions for 74 yards, no touchdowns last year. So I see these numbers increasing dramatically. You got to remember, we're without Master Teague. He moved on, and Marcus Crowley has also transferred out. So this is we're really just working with three dudes here, Travion, Mayan, and Evan Pryor. You do have Dallin Hayden from the class of 2022 just coming in as a freshman. Not sure he gets a lot of action other than maybe special teams and shit like that. So that's what I see for the rotation. So all these snaps though that Master Teague was eating up last year are going to get divvied up for sure between Mayan and Evan Pryor. So if Mayan had let's see, Master had 140 snaps. And then he had what 67? I think he had 67. Yeah, 67 rushing attempts for 350 and four touchdowns last year. That's Master Teague. So that's going to have to get divvied up here between Mayan and Evan Pryor. So I think I think I see Mayan Williams going up to, if he had 71 last year, I think he breaks 100 easily. I think he gets like a 105, 110 carries. And I think he gets up into 750 yardage rushing the ball. And let's give him 7 touchdowns. He had 3 last year. And through the air, I think let's go 20 receptions and 150 yards and maybe a touchdown from Mayan. Okay, let's do that. Evan Pryor, let's get into him. So again, some of these snaps and these rushing attempts that Master Teague was using up last year are going to get divvied up, and Evan's going to see a share of that for sure. So he had 21 rushing attempts, 98 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 reception for 8 yards, and no touchdowns. So I see him getting up close to 100 attempts, and let's give him like 300 on the ground, and let's go 4 touchdowns. I think he's going to be good for a couple big game breakers, on the ground. And receptions, let's give him 10. Yeah, 10. If he only had 2 last year in 4 games, let's give him 10 receptions and about 150 yards, something like that, and a touchdown. That's how I see it working for Evan. He's definitely going to have his weight up, and they'll be able to get him into more games because they can hopefully trust him to pass block and things like that, which you need to do as an Iowa State running back. So that's what I got. Let me know what you think for Travion Mayan and Evan Pryor, and hit me up anytime. And I always return any responses, whether it's comments on the videos, DMs, retweets, tweets, anybody that's reaching out, I'm definitely always going to respond. So hope you have a good week. Let's get it started right and go Bucks.